George, isn't there something we can do?
Look, just be calm, Wheezy. He'll be gone soon. It'll be all over.
But you read about people being robbed and killed all the time.
Don't worry about it, Wheezy. I'm not going to let you get killed.
You are scared too, aren't you?
Well, I just hope it ain't true that you turn white with fear.
You never think that something like this will happen to you.
Well, anyway, Wheezy, we can't just sit here.
We can't?
Look, just start sliding your chair around so we can get them back to back.
Then what?
Then we'll untie the ropes and make a run for it.
I'm afraid we gotta make a walk for it. I'm in no condition to run.
Okay, rest a second.
You know, this may be a dumb thing to say, but it's nice to hold hands again.
Maybe we should do this more often.
Well, George, I love it when you're like this. Instead of being grouchy and unreasonable.
Unreasonable? When have I been unreasonable?
When? So many times. I can't even begin to count how many.
Tell me one. Just one.
How about the time poor Edith Bunker thought Archie was gone for good? You just keep making stupid jokes about him.
I never joke about Archie Bunker.
Yes, you did.
David, why do you keep sticking up for that honky? You hear the way he's always fat-mouthing us? The only thing worse than his insults is his compliments.
Say there, Jefferson, there. You know why you people got such natural rhythm from being grown up with all them tom-toms? Then there's the bull about just cause we black, we can't get enough sex.
We both know that's bull, don't we, George?
You better lighten up, Louise.
But you do have rhythm. One out of two ain't bad.
Now you're going too far. You hear that, Louise? Too far. Don't you slam my table. What? I'll slam your table. I'll slam your chair. I'll slam your wall. Anything else you want me to slam?
Yes, the door from the other side.
You got it.
Okay, so sometimes I get mad and yell a little. I don't do it all the time.
That's right. When you can't think of anything to yell about, you run to your favorite hiding place. Where are you going?
Someplace where I can think.
George, you're talking like a damn fool.
Mother knows best, George.
Wait a minute. Look, what is this? Now, everybody just get off my back. Now, I am the man of this house, and I don't want to hear no more of this talk. Understand?
What are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to the general.
Jefferson. Oh, I love your legs.
Why don't you sit down and let's talk this over rationally?
Good idea.
He went into the John.
Well, you told him to sit down.
Where do you think you're going?
Well, I don't have to listen to you.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not running away from me this time. Open this door.
This is ridiculous.
Can you believe two grown men acting like that?
What grown men? They get upset and they run to the potty.
At least I ain't as bad as you. Getting mad and yelling and making a big fuss over nothing.
When did I make a big fuss over nothing?
Valentine's Day, when I didn't bring you nothing. Then you let them old crazy Willis use their encounter techniques on us.
It worked, didn't it? Okay, now what?
Well, just relax. Why don't you start, Louise? Just mention whatever comes to mind.
What am I supposed to do?
You answer her with the first thing that comes to your mind, without thinking.
Just like you always do, George.
Okay. Go.
Okay. Hot, cold, sweet, sour, good, me.
Me? How did you come by me?
Because it's good of me to sit through this junk.
George!
That's all right, Louise. If that's the first thing that came to his mind, that's what he should say. Go on.
High.
Taxes.
Low.
Interest.
Money.
Trucks.
Hold it. I know I'm not supposed to interrupt, but what does a truck have to do with money?
Plenty. Truck goes by a curb, splashes mud on suit. Suit goes to cleaners. I make money.
Wait a minute, you two. The whole purpose of this thing is to dig into your relationship.
Yes, you must be much more personal. Now, just forget that we're here.
I wish I could.
Now, listen, you.
It was
little...
the first thing that popped in my mind.
Start again, and this time, make it personal.
Marriage.
Ring.
Sex.
Seven.
I said sex.
Oh, I thought you said six.
For a minute there, he had me worried.
The part I liked best was the batakas.
Like that?
No, like this.
You're right, Ellen. I feel better already.
You know something, Willis? For once in your life, you're right. I feel much better now.
Me too.
That's the whole point, you see? You've gotten rid of that anger. Now you can speak freely and easily and clear up any problem, no matter how big, without fighting.
Good. Is this what they do at those meetings?
Well, sometimes.
Oh, well, me and Weezy ain't gotta go then. If we get uptight, we just beat each other's brains out.
That's not fair, because Louise will always finish first.
Well, I guess we can go now. May we have our patakas back?
No, wait a minute. I got one little teeny piece of anger to get rid of yet.
Oh, go ahead. Let her have it.
Hey, you can't do that.
Why not? You said it's good for everybody.
That's right. Oh, George, I don't want to do this again.
Like that on the Lord's Day.
Florence, how would you like it if I never got mad at you again?
That would be a blessing.
And how would you like it if you never got mad at me?
Now that would be a miracle.
Okay. Stay right there a minute.
What's wrong with you?
I wish I had a club right now to hit that crook with. What's he doing out there anyway, messing up the place?
Don't worry about that. Florence will help me straighten it up. Hey, remember when we first hired Florence?
But there's just one thing. Do you folks mind if I ask you something?
No, go right ahead.
You live in this apartment, right?
Uh-huh.
And you got an apartment in this building, too?
Yes, that's right.
Well, how come we overcame and nobody told me?
Yeah, and now nobody can't tell her nothing.
Anyway, I'm glad I loaned Florence my earrings tonight. At least they won't get stolen.
Yeah, I wish she was wearing a TV set. Somebody's at the door.
Oh, thank God. Maybe we're saved.
With our luck, it's probably the Avon lady calling. Okay, Weezy, looks like we gotta do it all by ourselves. Let's work on these ropes.
Oh, it's no use. They won't budge.
4 years in the Navy learning how to tie knots. How come they didn't teach me how to untie?
I don't like to think about your Navy days. That was the longest we have ever been apart.
Well, didn't think of the good part when I came home on leave.
Yeah, just you and me. We sure did a lot of walking in the park.
And a lot of resting in the bushes.
Sometimes I think a hot dog at Coney Island was more fun than the fancy restaurants we go to now.
Don't be silly, Weezy. Being rich is much more fun.
You don't like remembering when you were poor, do you, George? That's why you have those nightmares anytime something goes wrong.
Well, now that that's all cleared up, don't you feel better now?
No, because that was the good part of the dream.
I kept slipping down the ladder, and all of a sudden, I was in the subway. Did you have a token, or did you sneak in under the turnstile?
I fell in through the roof, right into the middle of the A train.
It was full of zebras. I mean, there were zebras everywhere, snorting and stomping and chewing and messing up the place.
Weezy, ain't nothing uglier than an A train full of zebras.
I'm not going to explain that one to you, George.
Then at the first stop, I got off, and I ran onto the up escalator. Only it was going down. Somebody switched signs on me. Because right next to me was a down escalator with a bottle of champagne with a white label on it. And the bottle was going up, 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 and I was going down, down, down. And at the bottom, you ain't going to believe this, Weezy. At the bottom was all of these cockroaches yelling and waving, "Welcome back, George."
Jesus!
Where were you?
Here.
Why wasn't you there?
Where?
In my dream. I needed you.
Oh, you had a nightmare.
The worst. I was walking down the street and everybody was the same color. It was terrible.
Why?
Because I couldn't tell the white blacks from the black blacks.
Oh, George.
Wait, that's just the beginning. Then suddenly everybody started chasing me. And I ran and ran until I got to Monticello in the midst of this great big party. And Thomas Jefferson was there playing the violin.
Well, what's so bad about that?
He was using me as the bow. Scraping me back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Did you sound good?
Terrible. Only thing we could play was Dixie.
Go to sleep, George.
Okay.
What are you doing?
This time you're going with me. You know, Weezy, when you got it as good as we do, you don't like to think back because you're afraid it's going to hurt. But it don't hurt at all. I mean, now we got a lot to think back on, don't we?
Yeah, even the bad times seem good at a time like this.
Even old Archie Bunker will look good to me now.
Remember when we moved in next door to him?
You know what's just crossing my mind? Remember old man McNabb?
Yeah.
Used to live down the street there.
Uh-huh.
Remember the time that he was going to sell his place to them Jews?
Oh.
And you come around with that petition to all the rest of us to sign. Remember, keep him out? We all signed, huh?
Yeah.
You really saved the block that time, Jim.
Well, you know me.
So, I mean, you wouldn't then turn around and do what McNabb was trying to do, would you?
You mean sell to Jews?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
These people are Baptists.
Mr. Bowman, I just talked with the telephone company, and they are putting my phone in today. Now, I really believe the house is mine. Oh, hi, neighbor.
Ma, you got here early.
Well, I wanted to get right to work.
Oh, by the way, would it be too much trouble to borrow a pail from you? I forgot to bring one.
Oh, sure. Oh, you got your work cut out for you. I don't think that house has been cleaned since his wife died 3 years ago.
And way before that. Bowman and his wife was always slobs to both of them.
Archie, I'll get the pail. Oh,
thank you.
Hurry up in there, will you? Well, how'd you like the Julia show last night?
Fine. How did you like Doris Day?
You're in.
No, I ain't. I'm out.
Hey, you got my stoop? That's the same as being in my house.
Stoops don't count.
Stoops always count.
Stoops never count. Don't turn your back on me.
Oh, there you are. You're in for sure. So finally, the great Jefferson, who always reclined across my threshold, is into the house. All dooted up with a flower in his lapel there. Or is that one of them things that squeak in your arm?
No, it's weird. I wear a fresh one every day.
Ah, you don't blow money on a fresh flower every day.
No, I steal one every day from a blind flower girl.
Oh, he's joking. George, they don't know you here. He's joking.
Louise. I'll tell them when I'm joking. I was joking.
Archie, are you in bed yet?
No, not yet, Edith. I'm looking out the window. You know the Jeffersons left their shades up? Did you know they was putting new wallpaper on the wall of their bedroom? Holy cow, them colors are wild about stripes. Bunko, come down here. That don't sound like your voice, Edith.
No, Archie, we got company.
So I see. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, those buggers were something else, weren't they?
Yeah, but I still miss Edith. She was so upset when we moved out of the neighborhood.
Please, I brought you some fruit for your trip.
We're only going to Manhattan.
Well, subways break down sometimes.
Well, Edith, I guess this is really goodbye.
I know. Well, I'll just say so long.
So long, Edith.
Louise, did I ever tell you I love you?
Every minute we've spent together. You'd better go now before the both of us get awful wet.
Bye, Louise. I mean, so long.
It seems to be the holdup in here.
You still haven't finished packing yet? Just one more thing. Your coffee mug.
I won't be drinking out of mugs no more. From now on, it's cups and saucers all the way. Come on, Louise, the limousine is ready.
Limousines? Have you gone crazy? What do we need a limousine for?
Because we're going to leave Bunkersville in style. Come on, Wheezy. Things are looking good for us. Look, you deserve the best. And that's exactly what you're going to get. The best. Okay? Here.
I wish that chump out there would move to a new neighborhood.
Oh, I just thought of something awful.
Worse than him?
Yeah. What will happen if he wants to go to the bathroom?
I wish you hadn't said that.